It's time for Licking on Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Licking on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. Now here's your host of Licking on Lending, David Licking.
Let's begin.
Welcome, everybody. It is Monday, July 27th, and mergers and weddings are in the air. Did you guys see the big announcement Black Knight made acquiring Optimal Blue for $1.8 billion? Amazing deal. I looked at when the new PE firm had bought Optimal Blue from the previous one, and wow, they paid a lot of money for it. We'll see how that works out. I'd say it worked out. Lots in the news. Can't wait to get in all that's happening, but we're thrilled to have you here with us. Again, this podcast is created by mortgage professionals. It is for mortgage professionals. We're so grateful to have you as our listener. Our commitment is to bring you timely information in an audio format. That's that listen to stuff, that old fashioned stuff. Do so anytime, anywhere. So today's podcast, we've got my good friend, Vince Parlove. So excited to have him on. He's United Wholesale Mortgage. He runs a division within the company of helping getting companies up and running. And Vince is just someone I've known for many, many years, have a great deal of respect for him. But he's going to come on and talk a little bit about how the heck are they doing. And if we were to believe Vince, and I do believe Vince, as I know this to be true because I know people that do business with him, they're maintaining turnaround times 48 hours and consistently through the growth. It's crazy. We're going to talk about that. So you're going to want to stay online, but it's talking about the researchers of the independent mortgage broker. Thought that was really interesting, especially with all the noise that's been going on with some posts that Anthony Casa did that were just absolutely insanely stupid. Anyway, we just are so excited to be a part of the Industry Syndicate. IndustrySyndicate.com. Check them out, as well as MortgageMedia.com. David Matthews and I are going to be recording another David and David session coming up here. Got some real interesting stuff to talk about. But before we go there, let's say a big thank you to our sponsors. So excited to have the Mortgage Bankers Association work. We're going to hear from Rob Van Rafforth, hopefully here in just a minute, as well as I want to say thank you to Finastra of Fusion Body. They bought my old software company that I started in my garage in 1978. They paid $1.3 billion, doing some great things. They're growing rapidly, and they've been centered more in the banks and credit union space, but you need to pay attention to what they're doing now when it comes to the independent mortgage banking space. So wherever you're at, bank, credit union company, or independent mortgage banker, pay attention. Go over to Finastra, Finastra.com. Also, Lenders One and Mortgage Collaborative. Great to be a part of both of these co-ops, as well as the Community Mortgage Lenders of America. I got a chance to spend time with Ed Wallace last week up in Nashville. We got a new client up there, and Ed just became the president of this new client and is just really excited. But he was at Community Mortgage Lenders. Really grateful for our affiliation with all of our companies. Of course, Indicom, if you're looking to outsource and find additional labor to help in handling these loads, you got to check out Indicom. Go to Indicom, Indecomm.com. Check it out, as well as Incelerate. Love what Josh is doing. We got him coming on here in a couple of weeks. Just tell us more about how to engage the borrowers and prospects of your customers and how to do it through really meaningful engagement. He's got some really great technology. Check it out at Incelerate. Incelerate. A special thank you goes out to Josh and the whole team there. Ainsworth Advisors, more and more companies are looking for who is your board of advisors, who's speaking into your business. It's good enough to have a great management team. That's great. But you better have a board of advisors. Who is yours? Check out AinsworthAdvisors.com. Great group of top mortgage professionals. One of the companies I own. Very thrilled to have that going. And the who he's walking with me in that is just amazing. Gary Ort heads that up, previously with Texas Capital Bank. Also, artificial intelligence happening in a big way. So if you want a way to get up and running with artificial intelligence, especially when it comes to the marketing side, check out AI Assist. Also, check out Celebrity Home Loans. They're going through a lot of growth lately. I guess everyone's doing that, but he's doing it through acquisitions, as well as Knowledge Coop, as well as Mobility RE and Modex. Both of these two companies do a great job of helping you recruit LOs. And you go, like, do I need to recruit anybody? Well, you better find out who's out there and find out if you're hiring someone who does what they say they do. That's where both Mobility RE and Modex do that. Check them out on our advertising page, as well as Velma, Vedrister, Vidyard, and we're grateful for all our sponsors.
Joining me on today's podcast is Vince Parlove. For those of you who are not listening to or watching this live or watching this on a recorded basis, Vince is standing in the middle of this awesome office with thousands of people behind him. The masses are out there. They're all working social distancing properly, wearing the masks, working together, and they're getting loans done at a rate that is insane. Come on, give me the number. What did you fund last month and what are you targeting to fund this month? How many billion?
So I think it was 16 or 17 billion last month. And I think we're kind of crescendoing back up, but I think we should have over 90,000 loans that we'll underwrite this month, submissions.
Well, I'm so glad that you're on here because we're all dealing with record volumes. And I want to get to what you're doing in the broker program because it's an awesome program. But first of all, I want to talk about how the heck are you guys doing this? I want to talk about the systems. I had the privilege, as you guys got to be come in and fly in and be with you, live. I was there with that handsome self of yours and the whole team. I sat down with Pat Ishbia and the whole group. If you haven't ever met Vince Parlov, meeting him is like sticking your fingers into a light socket. All you do is you just feel lit.
Let's go. Come on. Get it going. That's it.
He does not set ADHD on steroids. But anyway, let's talk about how you guys are keeping up with this volume. 90,000 files. We talked another time recently, and you talked about you hired like a ridiculous number of underwriters. And you're in Detroit, and this is a work in an office environment, which means there are not that many underwriters in the market. So how did you hire them? How did you create them? What's going on in that?
Yeah, and normally we're working office. Obviously, we're doing all the safe things that are out there in regards, mentioned, the social distancing and things like that. And actually, people have an option right now to come in or work from home. But it's in our DNA to be in here, right? We like people. We got a million plus square feet of space for folks. We're up to 6,200 people. When the pandemic hit, Matt went out and said, "Hey, listen, we're not going to lay anybody off. And in fact, we're going to go on a 1,500 person hiring spree." And I think we're probably going to land about 1,700 when everything's all said and done at the end of August.
Wow.
So anyway, and that leads into why we can handle that type of volume because we're overstaffed by design. You'll hear this from Matt and all leadership through in and throughout is that we don't sit there and say, we should have 100 underwriters to do that. And then if they work a little bit of overtime, no, we go get 125. And then that's how we roll.
See, I think one of the things that a lot of people, this industry is, you've been in this industry for a whole bunch of years. You worked at a lot of great companies, some which I've had the privilege of consulting to. So shout out to your previous employers. We won't mention them by name. They're great companies and great people and all of that. But most companies, I would say 90%+ of mortgage companies in the industry hire at the need or behind the need. Yeah. That's not the way UWM does it. You hire ahead of the need. Talk about that. Yeah. What's the philosophy behind that?
The philosophy is to be overstaffed by design. But I mean, it's just there's so many different opportunities in here. And some people may come in as an underwriter in operations. And we have people that are moving around. My team's grown exponentially because of good people that we brought in that have come through the operations piece or the sales piece to the operation piece. So you're not just limited to, one dimension around here when you come in and maybe your resume just screams operations. But we found great salespeople out of there. And really, at the contrary, right? Good, salespeople their whole life that have moved over to the operations side. But no, you're right. There's some people out there, but really think about it. I mean, when the volume hits, it's too late. I mean, you can't hire then. I mean, when somebody walks in here, I don't care how good you are, and we're pretty damn good. It takes 90 days for people to kind of get ramped up.
Yeah,
we have a specific training program we put people through, and it's training. It isn't like sitting next to an underwriter. She'll show you her way and things like that. We have classroom, right now it's virtual classroom style training that we bring people up through. So, but no, it's cool stuff. And that's really how we roll.
I love how Matt and you coach. You're a sports nut. You love sports. You kicked my butt on the whirly ball court. You have to understand that, folks. If you don't know what whirly ball is, you got to get out there and go
look
up to Michigan.
Look it up.
It is fun. Yeah, you're a sports nut. Matt's into coaching. He was a basketball coach. Talk about the coaching that you guys do once someone's on board and how you raise up people. That is such a great story.
Yeah, so coaching's always going on, right? I mean, it's you kind of breed from a athletic state of mind, the competitiveness and things of that nature. We have a program here that we call Big, but I mean, we get a lot of folks, and actually we have folks that come in just in that program, and they're it's a 1-year program where they go around to every aspect of this organization and do different things, right? And really get ingrained in the team. We got a team right now that just left today. We're getting ready to start another one on next week, and then we take a break and we have one the 17th. But it's just things like that. They're always going on that we're breeding folks. You know, we don't typically go to the sector and hire underwriters and steal from each other, because that's how a lot of other people do it. Yeah. We bring people in that have the work ethic and the right attitude, and then we show them how to do mortgages.
Yeah. That's so important. You grow your people. I mean, and you grow up. I got to tell the story. When I was there in December, I've shared the story with you. I want to share it with our listeners. The thing that impressed me the most was one time, first of all, your sales meeting. I mean, how many people that went in a normal non-COVID thing, does that thing seat 1,000, 1,200 people or something?
Probably close. I would say 900 anyways, and typically 900 are in there. And we have people that are in training, because we have we train outside people through a program called Success Track that hundreds, if not thousands of people that have already been through. They're in that meeting too to see our culture, right? Matt runs that meeting. He comes in, he starts it, and he finishes it. And then we have our sales leadership team in between, you know, talking about what we're working on, new things that are coming out. You saw it firsthand, but you know, we open that up to the folks that are our partners and let them see that.
I have a client that went through your Sales Track program, and they said, "Look, and you got to join us. You got to see this thing." And I go, "I know it. I saw Matt at the annual conference." He says, "Look, come on up. We'd love to have you. You guys were a client at one point in time, long ago. So once a client, always a client." I always say UWM is still a client. But what the things that impressed me was, first of all, that meeting. But what really impressed me was this story. I was after one of the breaks. I was in using the men's room, and there's a guy walking through with a spray, and he had to be African American. A guy just had this big smile. He's carrying a new roll of paper that he's going to put in one of the for the drying in the hands and things like that. And I go, I saw him go through, and I said, "Wow, you look happy." He says, "Are you kidding? How could you not when you get to work at a company like this?" I go, "I've never heard a janitor talk like that." Here's the other thing. I would remind him to come back to the, what he said at the end of the sales meeting that we had. Yeah. So he comes through and he says, I said, "Why are you so fired up? I didn't say you're a janitor or you're this little guy. I mean, a janitor." And he says, "No." He says, he can't remember. "I am an engineer or custodian," whatever it was, made some good title for him. He made it feel good. You guys made people feel good around him. He says, "But here's the best part. If I keep this bathroom and the other hall bathrooms clean on this floor, I get to come up and I'm going to be an opener someday." Matt promised me, Matt. He didn't say Mr. Ishmael, Matt. His promise, "I get to be an opener someday." This guy was so excited. I love a culture where you elevate people. You bring them in at any level where they're at, and you elevate them. Going back to the sales meeting, the last words Matt said is, "Remember how you got here. Go find someone in the organizations that's on the journey up and speak a word of encouragement." While I was there, I watched many guys, obviously it's just men in the men's room, guys come up to this guy and go, "Hey, you're doing a great job. Keep working. I can't wait to see you on the opening table." They knew his goal. They knew his name. They knew his kids. Everyone takes an interest. That's a culture that is so extraordinary in this world where it's up over the top. So I love the culture. We could go on and on and on again about that, but I want to get into what you're doing, Vince. And talk about this. First of all, tell our listeners, what is the division that you run and your responsibilities there?
Yeah, the wholesale development team. Yeah. And let me come back to that just real quick, but I want to pile on to what you said. You know, we have four senior vice presidents in sales that report to the Alan Baydoun, who runs all of sales. One of them, Anthony Frederick, has been here 20, I think this week was his 26th year anniversary.
Wow.
He started up opening mail 26 years ago in the mailroom, and now he is a senior vice president of sales. Okay, so
I love it.
I mean, those are great stories. And when we were talking, I was getting goosebumps, because it is the way of life around here. People come in here and they hear the stories. There's folks watching, listening to me on this right now, because they know it and they got their stories and they're chuckling. I can see their faces. But I mean, they're chuckling about how they've come up through here. So it's really good. But getting to our team and segueing into that, off of that, I wanted to make sure,
I'm so good. I'm glad you piled onto it.
Yeah. Is our wholesale development team. So we formed this team 2.5 years ago when I came on board, and there was a vision by Matt and myself that obviously the broker world was, you know, starting to get more market share when the whole world fell apart. It went from 50% to 9% or 54% to 8% or whatever number you pick, but it went from middle, half the volume out there to single digits in market share. Now we're up above 20%. But I mean, that's where it sits, and we're helping that. I mean, the wholesale development team helps folks come from retail to open their own shops, all the way from we have a system where you name your company, get your business bank account, get your EIN number, which is your federal tax number, and then we help you through that whole process. Then we feather you into getting approved here, and then we feather you to your AE in that order to give us loans here. But it's not, people are like, oh, what's in it for you? How do you get paid? We don't ask for any money to do this. We don't ask for any things of that nature. We want to help the sector. We are through in for the broker, by the broker. That's
your model. Yep.
The best place to work is with the independent mortgage broker, and the best place for a consumer to get a loan is through an independent mortgage broker, because they're fighting for you, right? If my turn times, if my rates are off at UWM, I don't get just because I'm this good looking doesn't mean we get the loans, right? No, that's
hard to believe, but that is true.
That's hard to believe, right? No, but we got to get in the ring and fight with everybody, right?
Yeah.
We do this, people like, well, I have one guy break it down for me. Let me get this straight. You do all this, and then at the end of this rainbow, you get in the ring with all your competition, your Calibers, your Quickens, your Flagstars, and everybody else, and you got to fight for that loan? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. If we're all
we do it.
That loan.
Yeah. And we do it for free. That's what I love about this.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that model. So this is for someone who might be a loan officer at a bank or off somewhere inside of an existing company, and they get the itch. They get the entrepreneurial itch to start their own company. That is the group that you help primarily. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. And let's just take it full circle here, David.
Yeah.
I mean, it's why people went back to the retail world is because the whole broker model blew up. We didn't know how to pay anybody. We didn't know how to get a loan through the system with the new disclosure process and moving from a HUD-1 to a LE and the CD and kind of moving through that. We were stymied on the lender side of that. And that's why everybody went back to the retail side. Well, now they're migrating back to the broker side. We're seeing it. I mean, every single day, I mean, my team of folks right here are taking on 4, 5, 6, 10, 12, 15 calls a day from folks. We call them money calls, because when we have somebody call in and we give them the information to start their own company, it's a money call. We have fun with
it.
We keep track of money calls, and we have 50, 60, 70 a week.
Wow. These are people that are looking to get out and set up their own company, their own mortgage brokerage company. Let's talk a little bit about the anatomy of this broker. Tell me a little bit of what they look like. What's the right one to make that transition? And what's the right one to go, no, you're not ready yet, or this isn't a good move for you? Talk about that.
Yeah, and we have an avenue for that too, and I'll get to it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Second here. Yeah, so but you're right. So we've this team right here now, I think team to date has helped close to 1,300 people get to that dream of owning their own company, right? But and we probably got a couple thousand people in the waiting in the on deck circle to do this, but at different phases of what's going on. Some people call up and they're like, hey, I heard about this. Some people call up and say, hey, listen, I already formed my entity, I already got my EIN number, I already got my business bank account. What do I do now? I'm stuck.
Right.
Where do I go? And things like that. So folks are coming to us at all different, a year and a half ago,
stages.
Every call was, what do I do? How do I do it? You know what I mean? So each one of those 1,300 people that we've already helped plus are folks in, there's 1,300 different walks of life that they came from. They came from retail. They came from a bank. They came from a credit union. And now they decided that they just want to be a one-man show. I talked to them 6 months later. They go, hey, I have four people that I used to work with came aboard. Now I'm managing four people. And then there's people that come out of the gate that want to have all these branches and a multi-state platform. They're like, you know, I looked at that. I'm good. I'm doing 15 loans a month and I'm sitting here in my, I can work out of my home. I mean, I got a better work-life balance. I'm spending more time with my wife, my kids, my family, and things like that. And I'm doing 15 loans a month because that's what we've done. We've led the industry in regards to these guys being able to get loans done quicker, faster, more efficiently by wrapping it with our technology, which is second to none. Second, third, and fourth place are probably 15, 20 links behind us when it comes to that. But that's the anatomy of folks, that there isn't one just like one size fits all by any means. There's 1,300 sizes.
Well, when you're serving the size of the audience that you are, talk about products. And I mean, how much of a challenge are, do you guys say, now this is our, you came to pizza place, we serve pizzas here. If you want a filet, you got to go down the street. I mean, do you, how big is the smorgasbord and how do you manage the menu and what goes into that? Trying to be you try to be all things to all people?
No. It's in our repertoire, even at the director level here, is that we're 640 and above conventional FHA, VA, and USDA. People are like, hey, people are always asking us, why don't you do this? You're great at that. Why don't you do this? Nope, this is our lane. We stay in it. We fight to stay in it.
Good way to put it.
Because people want us to go outside this because they want to be able to wrap our technology around non-QM, around jumbo. We do some jumbo stuff too and some high balance nationwide, but that obviously, that product right now is pretty much on hold. And I mean, probably for one day to come back, but just on hold right now. But so that's our deal. We play, right. Play a couple instruments. Great. We don't play 30 kind of good.
That's really good. It's a great way to put it. I think it's so important to do that. And you guys play amazingly well as a team. We talked about the guys that are a loan officer or something like that, breakaway. Are you seeing any trends, Vince, where some of branches of significant of some size breaking away and coming over to UWM or going out on their own as a group?
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny you say that. We're seeing that. I think it goes in clumps, right? And we see a bunch of one-man shops kind of come to us. And we always get our fair share of that. But just recently, we've fielded a half a dozen or so calls. And I say just recently, in the last couple of weeks, 3 weeks, where people are like, I need to move my team. Because they think the frustration out there. I think some folks out there, lender-wise, they're like, we got 40 underwriters. We got 25 underwriters. We're not hiring anymore. If you guys bring more business in, it's just we're seeing people closing loans in 30, 40, 50, 60, 90 days. We're hearing people can't hold 60-day locks. We're closing loans in 12 days. We're getting a loan in here and getting it clear to close to our broker community in 12 days.
That's, I mean, 90,000 loans were underwritten this month. That is
That's what we're on. That's what we're on pace for. Over 93. Actually, we might be closer to 95, but 90,000, I think we'll be there.
What's the average underwriting time for those 90 plus thousand loans? Did you say
you submit a loan? We're just a tad bit over, I think, 12.14 days to a clear to close. We track to a clear to close. Now, if it takes another week for the broker to close it, Lickin is clear to close. I mean, if your title company can't do it or your closer or whatever, that's on you. But we're ready to rock in 12 days.
So from time of submission, if the broker gets it into your system, that starts the clock. That's 12 and a half days later, you're ready to close.
Yep. You got it.
I can only imagine why you're getting so busy when you maintain that level of service. It's just crazy. Some people say, but I give up control. I want to go be a full banker. I mean, do you have any type of delegated program there that people could get into? Talk about that.
Yeah, it's a big piece of what our pie is. We do have a non-delegated. We always want to underwrite the file. That's us.
Right.
We're not going to ever go to a delegate. Right? Never's a long time, but I don't think it's in our repertoire to go, to a fully delegated buy and hold loans and things like that. That's not us. But non-delegated, we will do it, and we got a whole team that does that too. We're all about teams around here. Chad Osterhaus runs that for us. He's right here, kind of linked up with our team, and he does a bang up job. Him and his team. He's probably got 20 or 25 guys that just do the non-delegated correspondent. And that includes banks and credit unions too, because there's a lot of that business out there too. So
how many employees do you guys have right now?
I think the number is, it moves. I mean, this could be the beginning of the week or end of last week, but I heard 6,200, I think was the number.
Wow. 6,200 employees.
Yeah.
So that's hard to maintain relationships. When someone starts doing business, let's say just within your group or someone within the company, do they deal with the same person or are they dealing with how many underwriters? I thought it was 3,000 underwriters or some ridiculous number.
I would probably say we're probably that 1,300-1,400 person range, but in that whole operations, set up people and stuff like that, that's maybe the number that you heard. Specifically with the underwriter title, it's probably in that 1,300 range. But so when somebody comes in here, they get what we refer to as a pod. So they don't get the same person every time, but they get the makeup as they do business with us over a long period of time of getting what that pod does. Let's face it, everybody has their own kind of, their own flavor, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
And things of that nature. So at least you get the flavor. flavor of that pod, and it's not like you go into a pool of one of 1,300 people to underwrite your file. So no, that's not the case.
Yeah. Well, where do you see this going, Vince? Is the trend more towards this, towards the broker model? We were at one point in time where it represented nearly 50, someone said nearly 60% of the business of all loans were originated were going through the wholesale channel in the previous cycle before the housing crisis. Are we ever going to see it get back to that kind of level, in your opinion?
So we had a team goal of getting to 22% this year. We're halfway through the season and we're at 21.6% market share. That's first quarter numbers that we just got, I do believe. But so 21.6, so we'll hit that 22%. If we start going in 2-3% clicks a year, yeah, I think really I'm feeling it, the folks that are really, really buying into that this is back. I think people were skeptical right in the beginning. Ah, geez, my God, that was a sad time in my life. I had to strip my whole world down, right?
Yeah.
And go back to the retail piece. So, you know, that's what it is. But no, do I think it's going to go to 50? That's a long ways away. I mean, do I think we're going to go to 25? Yeah. Do I think, you know, is 30 in our crosshairs? Absolutely. Yeah, and then let's talk again in a year when we're at 30, and we'll talk about
50. We'll go back. We'll definitely have you back. I just love having you on, Vince. I love the energy. What's your shirt say? Never relax. I love it. That is never relax. You don't either. You are a maniac. I love you like the brother you are. Yep. You're just so fabulous. As we wrap this up, what would you say to the industry? What I love about Matt and your whole company is you're so willing to share the knowledge. The time I was in, there was a whole bunch of lenders in there. Matt opened it up, let me go anywhere, talk to anybody. Yeah. And he knows I'm a consulting in the industry. I was so impressed. It was a smart move for him because I saw something special that I just quite honestly haven't seen many, many places, if it anywhere. Maybe one or two companies almost have what you guys have. But what is the thing that you would say you would recommend the industry to have for success? I would love to get your perspective on that.
Yeah, it's a great. So listen, I mean, obviously we're getting more dynamic with the market penetration that we're getting on the wholesale side. I mean, folks need to take a peek, lift the hood, take a peek on what's going on over here. And I think it would be good, even if you don't have any intentions of coming here today or tomorrow or next month. I think it would be wise for you to,
take a look at
what's going on. I mean, right now we got a lot of these companies are slow to react, but we got the 15-year rates in the ones.
What?
30-year rates in the twos. Yeah, we got 1.875 on our rate sheet right now for a 15-year. But I mean, there's other companies that are starting to come on. We usually lead in this type of stuff. I mean, and people are eating that up. So now you got a 1.875 loan that you can do a 15-year product on in 12 days.
That's crazy. I've been at this for 47 years. I never, ever envisioned we'd see rates under two.
Yeah.
I believe it. I believe it. It's crazy.
So peek under the hood. Peek under the hood. Call us up. And I mean, get a hold of me.
How can people get a hold of you, Vince? What's the best place for people to reach you?
Just hit me. It's pretty simple. vparlove@uwm.com. vparlove@uwm.com. Get you to me. I'll get you. We got a lot of folks coming in here. I'm on the phone. I'm helping folks as well. We got a whole team of people over here. We'll get you handled. We'll answer your questions. This isn't a buy one jiu-jitsu knife and for shipping and handling, we'll send you another one at all, right? That's not us. This is a process. And I always tell people when they call in, your process is our process. If you're just peeking under the hood, let me give you some information that you can roll around in for a couple weeks, a month or something of that nature. And then we'll follow up with you because I'm going to tell you, it's going to tempt you. I mean, when you're sitting there, you can't close a loan for 60 days and you're blowing locks and you're losing referral partners and you can come over here and close a loan in 12 days. And a lot of our competition is better than most of the retail folks as well. That's pretty powerful, right?
And it's
pretty powerful.
It's very strong. So vparlove is the best way to get old. vparlove@uwm.com. All right. Man, thank you so much for being here.
Appreciate the hell out of you, David. Always enjoy being on your podcast. And if I can ever do anything for you or anybody that you're working with, you let me know.
I love that. Folks, take him up on this. Look under the hood. Take a look. I tell people, if you don't do anything, just get in and take a tour of this facility and the attitude, sense it, take it back to whatever you're doing. And they're not going to complain. Matt's all about sharing it. Vince is a part of sharing it. Get a hold of them. Yep. Vince, thank you so much. I appreciate you, sir. You're the best. I appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I just love those guys. Great interview. Thank you so much. Check it out and take them up on their offer to go out to their office. All right, that wraps up this week's podcast. So grateful to have you. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, the CMLA, Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Accelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, Mobility RE, Modex, and there's a whole lot more. Check them all out on our sponsor page and encourage you to support our sponsors. Get out there and talk with them, interact with them, and I think you'll be pleased with what you'll hear. So thank you so much. Good to have you here. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to having you back next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.